This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome today to the Hour One Nugget, and we're at part 43 of our current series, The Peace of the Father. Just say it with me. The peace of the Father. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, before we even begin this session, that you would send your peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord. Paul's talking here to the church in Philippi. We're at Philippians, the first chapter, and we're at verse 9, and it says this: I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. I pray that your love will grow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. Very simple. Very succinct. Very to the point. What's Paul doing when he says that? He's praying. He's praying for you. And he's making a statement. We do it all the time, don't we? Oh, I pray that you will get your results that you want from the doctor. I pray that you will achieve the results that you want from your examinations. And it's a sort of an off-the-cuff remark, but Paul isn't making any off-the-cuff remarks here. He means it. He wants to pray for you. And why does he want to pray? Because he wants your love to grow more and more. In actual fact, in this version, he says the word overflow. Don't we love that? Overflow. That it's not just up to the top, it's not halfway up, but it is overflowing. It is flowing over the top. Think of a waterfall. Think of what happens to that water before it gets to the drop. And then it overflows. And it pours and goes down into this gorgeous waterfall. You know, I love to look at waterfalls. They make me feel so peaceful. And when you look at those waterfalls, actually, they can be pretty violent. But it's still so peaceful. The water is being forced to go and then to drop. I pray that your love will be forced to go and then to drop into this overflowing well, so that your love will overflow. You won't be knowing what you are doing, because your love overflows. Paul is praying that your love will overflow more and more. And then he says, and that you will keep on growing in what? In knowledge and understanding. Two very important aspects when you're reading scripture is the knowledge and the understanding of what that scripture actually means. You see, oftentimes I hear people say to me, I try to read the Bible, but I just can't understand it. Really? You can't understand it. I must admit, some different versions are difficult to understand. I must admit, when you're reading the Bible from the Old English in the King James Version, for example, it is difficult. It's not easy. Some of the these, the thys, the thous, and the wilts, etc. It's difficult to understand. Yeah, I agree with that. So then you move to a translation that you can understand. For example, the New Living Translation is wonderful. I love this translation. I've been reading it now for many years because it's a translation that sits very comfortably with me. And sometimes I do want to know what the verse is saying. I do want to know in what context it's saying. So I might do a little bit of study. I might go and use Strong's so that I can go back and check out what the word was in Greek or in Hebrew. That's wonderful to do sometimes, because then you get the original. But this version is pretty good. And this version, I know, is saying what Paul wants it to say. Because he's writing this letter intently. He goes on in verse 10 and says, "For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live life pure and blameless until the day of Christ's return." I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live life pure and blameless until the day of Christ's return. And in verse 11 he says, "May you be always filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God." Such amazing words. Because they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. But let's take this one part at a time as we study this particular scripture. On tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to bring you verse 10. And then Martin will be with us on Wednesday. And on Thursday, I will bring you verse 11. I pray that your love will overflow more and more. How much love do you have now? You know, in my life, I often meet people and I look at those people and I think, you are filled with such love. There seems to be an abundance of love just waiting to overflow, just waiting to bubble out. And I meet other people and I see no evidence, no fruit of any love there at all. There's just coldness. And that's not the way we're supposed to be. We are supposed to be filled with love. We are supposed to overflow with this love. We are supposed to love each other as Christ loved us. We don't have a choice in that. Even if your heart is feeling cold right now because there's something going on in your life and you cannot fathom this out, you cannot understand why it's happening to you. I've been there. I understand that perfectly. Why is this happening to me? What did I do so that this would happen to me? And when I've been in that situation and I prayed earnestly, I've looked to Almighty God and said, Lord, why is this happening to me? And the response I get from God is always the same. Why not? And that is the point, beloved. Whatever it is we're going through for a reason. Whatever it is, whatever hard time we're going through, we're doing it for a reason. For James, who is the brother of Jesus, says in his book, in the first chapter and the second verse, he says, consider it pure joy when you go through trials. Consider it pure joy. Why would I consider that pure joy? Because when we come out the other side, we will have learnt something. Something different will have happened because we've gone through that particular situation. In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the prophet Isaiah says these words that come directly from God because it is God who is speaking. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. So when you're walking through this hardship, this terrible time that you're going through, when you're going through it, it's really difficult to look and it's very, very difficult to understand what is going on. But when you go through it, when you've walked through that fire of oppression, you will notice one thing: you will not be burned. The flames will not have consumed you. You will be perfect because you will have gone through that fire of oppression and you will have learned something when you came out the other side. And I believe whatever it is you're going through, if you put this verse into your mind, I pray that your love will overflow more and more. Understand this, Paul is praying and interceding on your behalf and saying to you right now, I am praying that you will receive more and more love, that it will overflow, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. And that's just it. When you're going through this fire of oppression, when you're going through this hard time and you come out the other side, you've got an experience and you can look back at that experience and say, yeah, now I understand. So therefore, when you're going through the next experience, you're going through the next hardship, you can remember back to that one and say, the Lord saw me through it. When I walked through that fire of oppression, as the Lord told me I wouldn't be, I wasn't consumed. The flames did not consume me. I came out the other side. And so therefore, when I'm going through this, I'll come out the other side as well. And only this time when I come out the other side of this one, I'll be even stronger. And therefore, I will be able to overflow with more love. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And as we go through these different experiences, we will grow in knowledge because we will listen and we will look back and we will study Scripture more. And so therefore, our knowledge and understanding will grow as well. Do I get an amen? It's so important that when we go through different scenarios, different situations in our lives, that we learn and we grow. And we grow in knowledge and understanding. Heavenly Father, Thank you for your word today. Lord, we give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise that is due your holy name. Father, fill us full of your love. May your love pour down into our lives now, Lord. May that love be overflowing and may we be able to show that to others as we grow in knowledge and understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen.